my pleasure to welcome you here to the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and that wallet of yours. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can keep more of what you make. Coming up later in today's Clarkrageous Moment, AT&T is at it again. Wait till you hear what they did to the family of a 102-year-old woman. And coming up yet later, you know, politics is really amped up in the United States with a level of anger which is really unhealthy for the country. But it turns out that the anger, as is always true, harms you more than anything else. And I'm going to fill you in on why it's important for us to behave for many reasons, because we're not behaving right now in America. So our main website's clark.com. And if you like to save money on what you buy, check out clarkdeals.com. So I want to give a follow-up on something that is a fast-moving story. And it is how the financial industry is going through such a radical transformation that technology has made it possible for you to invest at lower and lower and lower costs. And I told you last week about Charles Schwab eliminating commissions on buying and selling stocks. And I've told you about some of the ways that you can get advice for investing and still pay extremely low costs. And for years, I've told you about Wealthfront and Betterment, two organizations that have been growing very quickly that use what's known as advisory services, or robo-advising, where you pay ultra, ultra low costs to invest because a computer model takes information from you in extensive questions and answers and comes up with a recommended investment portfolio for you that they do automatically on your behalf at ultra low costs. And I think about how often I hear from people who are really, really confused about investing and don't really know where to go or what to do. And unfortunately, all too often, you end up in the clutches of an ultra expensive insurance company or a full commission stockbroker that'll take advantage of you. Any of a number of scenarios, the worst of all, investing at a bank. And so know that there's a lot of trouble for you and for your future. I want to share a stat with you. People who invest at a higher cost institution and put in the same amount of money as somebody else investing at one of the low cost places, by the time you are ready to spend that money in retirement, you will typically have 40% less money, 40% less money to live on if you have done so at one of the expensive places. So that's why you hear me with such a strong, strong emphasis on you watching every penny of what you pay for investing. And the old choice I used to give was you could go self-service or full service. So now I'd say there's limited service that for most people is plenty enough. Even Ally Bank is offering a no-fee robo-advisory service and really low costs for investing. And if you missed it, Charles Schwab has come up with something that is really pretty much earth-shattering, where you can sign up with them for advice and managing your money, and they charge a flat rate of $30 a month to do so, no matter how much money you have. And so instead of the fees going up and up and up as you build up money over the years, you stay at the flat $30 a month, which is for many people, a much superior deal to the traditional way of paying a percent of what you have invested. And with Schwab, you have to pay them $300 up front to develop a financial plan for yourself that includes way beyond just picking funds. It's much more about your overall goals and picture. And so everywhere you turn, there's cheaper things. And Vanguard is apparently days or weeks away from launching something called the Digital Advisor that will cost almost nothing, including the fund costs and the advice, where it will robo, based on the questions you fill out, a portfolio for you that fits who you are and what you're trying to accomplish. So this is so important, because when you get intimidated, overwhelmingly, you will overpay and you may get really, really crummy advice, because there are still a lot of people out there who refuse to become what's known as fiduciaries, where they must put you first. And so when you were with somebody, no matter how nice they are, if they're not a fiduciary, the risk to you is that they put you in stuff that just lines their pockets or their employer's pockets. And you will hear me reinforce that again and again, because it's inexcusable that the banks, the full commission brokerage houses, and the insurance companies refuse to adopt a fiduciary standard where you never have to worry that they're selling you junk, because it makes them or the bank or the insurance company or the brokerage house more money. Kimberly's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Clark. Thank you for taking my call. What a pleasure.
Well, it's great to have you here, Kimberly. And you have changed how you do computing, and now it's led to, but what do I do about this now?
Yes.
What have you done?
I've used the same tax program for since the late 90s. My taxes are extensive because I have rental properties, and I do them on my own, and I'm proficient at it. But now that I went with the Chromebook, as you had advised, they do not have CD-ROMs, the drive for that. And I want to stay with the CD. I don't want to, because I've always printed my taxes out and made a copy for me and sent them in. I'm real uncomfortable just doing my taxes online, which is the only way I could do it with a Chromebook.
Right. So let's take the example. You said you use TurboTax?
I didn't. Well, yeah, I do use TurboTax.
So TurboTax, overwhelmingly, people now use the encrypted online version instead of using the software. It's where the market's really moved to. And I know we always have to fear hackers, and we never know where trouble's going to come from. And I can't promise you everything will be perfect, but I really prefer that you just use the online version, because their resources now are going very heavily into that. And you're going to find over the next, it's probably already happened, but steadily, that the software written for online will be easier to use than the software in the CDs. And as the IRS says, oops, no, we want this done this way or that way, the online will have those updates much quicker and much more easily than if you've already bought a disk and you're having to deal with a change. But if you don't feel comfortable using TurboTax online instead of using a disk, you can't get it done with a Chromebook.
No, and I'm also finding that laptops, it's hard to find a drive on laptops now.
Right. And in fact, MacBooks almost never come with any kind of drive. Or if they do, I don't know if they come at all with a drive. And it's just people don't use disks virtually at all anymore. But you should be able to find an entry level laptop, if you really want to continue to use, disk based software, you should be able to find a Windows computer new for around $200.
And that's been my problem. I they're around $500-$600.
Oh, no. You can do much better than that. And particularly if you'll wait a month, that's when laptops will be at just about their cheapest of the year, is over the week of Thanksgiving, what's known as Black Friday week. And you'll find laptops as cheap as probably $129, $149, right in that range. And you just look them up, make sure they do come with a drive that you can pop a disk into.
And you feel eventually, though, the drives are eventually going to go away, and I will have to eventually do it online.
Well, they have mostly already, and that's where we're headed. Because almost everything people do now is web-based software.
Okay.
For example, with Clark.com, we do everything with various web-based software products, and we don't do anything machine-based anymore. The machines are basically almost dumb terminals now to connect all my staff to the various internet functions that we use.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Can I tell you something real quick?
Of course.
I share travel with you, and I'm out of my home state. I'm up in beautiful Maine, seeing the fall foliage, and it's gorgeous.
My brother just flew back from Maine this morning.
Oh, did he tell you how fabulous it was?
Yes, he also complained about the cold.
Not too bad. Not too bad. 65 today and no rain.
He had some temps in the 30s at night.
Oh, okay, the coastline. We were at the coast and it was damp, but it's just wonderful. It's beautiful up here. Absolutely stunning.
And I'm glad you mentioned it, because so many Americans have never been to Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont in the fall. And what a great, great experience to spend the time in New England in the fall. Just avoid the weekends when all the people in Boston fill up every road possible doing their weekend thing in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Today's Clarkrageous moment is unreal. AT&T, get your act together. This is just beyond belief, but AT&T's DirecTV operation, after a 102-year-old customer died, who'd been a customer forever of DirecTV, well, after she died, AT&T went after the relatives for the early termination fee for an 102-year-old dying. AT&T was cold, callous, and mean. You should read some of the communications to the family. And here's a quote. "You're still responsible for the bill, so we're going to charge you the early termination fee." So after this became a TV news story, AT&T then said that they were waiving the fee, but they didn't apologize. Then there was more hassle. So AT&T finally said, "We're sorry. We have apologized to the family and resolved this." Where's the heart? Where's the humanity? And on top of that, how stupid. Michael's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Michael, let's talk about something fun.
All right, Clark. My wife, son, and I all have time off from December 21st to January 1st, so main travel time.
But, everybody else.
Yeah. We'd love to follow your advice of going where the deal is, but I'm just not sure how to get started with the search.
Are you willing to drive somewhere, or do you want to fly?
Either one. We've done driving vacations before, and those are just as good as flying, as far as we're concerned.
Where in the country do you live?
Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a crazy out of left field suggestion, okay?
Okay.
You know that people pour into Florida by the millions through the Christmas, New Year's period. And it's some of the most expensive times of the year, pretty much the most expensive to be in Florida. Except what most people don't know is that if you go Tampa or north, or on the East Coast, Melbourne and north, it is not peak season, and there are lots of deals. The weather is still decent. You should have very nice daytime highs, and the drive for you from Lexington shouldn't be a terrible drive. You're pretty accessible to I-75, I would guess.
Yes, yes, right off of it.
So you can take I-75 right into the Tampa Bay area. I've just pulled this up. There are a lot of hotels available that week that are good hotels, under $100 a night.
Excellent.
So if it were me, an opportunity, an excuse to go to the beach through the Christmas period. Well, actually, that's a silly thing for me to say, because I don't need an excuse any day of the year to go to the beach. Because for me, a bad day at the beach beats a good day anywhere else. But that would be my favorite. Going to a lot of big cities in the north is a deal. Chicago, but the weather could be brutally cold for you. Going to Florida really is my favorite suggestion.
Great. Thank you so much. And thank you for all your other advice.
Absolutely. So now all these hotels are going to fill up in the middle part of Florida. No. There's plenty of rooms. Everything's going to be great. Do we have time to sneak in and ask Clark, Joel?
Sure.
I'm not sure we do.
Let's try one, Clark. Helen wants to know, what's the best credit card that offers cash or travel rewards with no monthly fee?
I love the Citi Double Cash. 2% cash back on everything you do. Really simple. And no fees at all for the card. No annual fee or anything like that. Great to have you here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you learning ways to save more and spend less. And don't let anyone ever rip you off. Clark.com is our main website. ClarkDeals.com, where you go to save money each and every day. I've shared with you before that roughly 1 in 4 American adults are extremely politically engaged and tend to have very strong opinions to the left or the right. And we have a problem in the United States where we've lost sight of some very important principles that I want to address with you again that I've addressed before. But this was triggered by the reports about Ellen DeGeneres was at a football game this past weekend and ended up visiting with former President George W. Bush. And as the pictures of them laughing it up and having a good time together circulated, there were people across the political spectrum who were really engaged that went berserk. You know, why are people talking to the enemy? The enemy! I mean, some of the things posted were absolutely unbelievable. And I want you to know that in one of the stories I saw, this one was from the New York Post, there was one of the comments after somebody had seen all the ugly, ugly, mean-spirited things that have been posted online. Somebody posted, Ellen and George Bush together makes me have faith in America again. So I don't care if you like Ellen DeGeneres, or you don't like her, you love her, whatever, hate her, whatever, how you feel about former President Bush. The idea is this. If we lose the sight of the fact that we're all Americans and we're all in this together, we lose something special and we make our country weak. When Americans lose sight of the fact that we may disagree on things, but people we disagree with are still our fellow Americans, but instead look at people we disagree with as somehow evil, not human, whatever, the consequences of that for society are hideous. America's position in the world is at risk over that. But more important, what we do to ourselves and to each other. We have adversaries in the world, and we have enemies. You know, there's evil in the world. There's dictator Putin. There's dictator Xi in China. There are the nut job in North Korea. I mean, there's a lot of trouble to go around. And trouble eventually finds a way into our world. America needs to stay strong. And we need to know that over the next, 13, 14 months, that people that are in that roughly one quarter of American adults who are highly politically engaged are going to go a little crazy. I hope that if you're in that very politically engaged group, that you will get some perspective. Think through somebody you disagree with. Do you really need to hate that person? And I direct you back, if you ever took American history and weren't asleep in it in high school, or if you took it in middle school or maybe college, when you studied periods in American history that hit flashpoints, as you study those time periods and you think about the anger that went on and the violence that went on among Americans who disagreed with each other, and how it just doesn't make any sense to you looking back what they were all so angry at each other about. It just doesn't add up. And in the future, when people study this era, they'll be perplexed by the anger from one American to another. We must do better. We can do better. But something I said at the very beginning of this show was, when you have anger and bitterness, you're the biggest loser. You're the one who loses. And by the way, there was a report in the Wall Street Journal about how much harm we're causing ourselves by freaking out so much about politics. And there's nothing wrong with advocating a position, but when you get to the point that it generates hate towards other Americans or extreme anger in yourself, listen what happens. 11% of Americans now say that the political culture now, politics, has hurt their physical health. Nearly 20% say they're losing sleep in the current political era, upset about what's going on politically. People say now this dovetails perfectly with the fact that roughly a fourth of Americans are extremely politically engaged. One fourth of Americans say that they become depressed when a candidate they were supporting lost. But this is the one that I really want you to take to heart if you are a very politically engaged person. And this is where it's time for you to really step back and think through, do you like who you become when you look in the mirror? One in four Americans say that the political environment has led them to hate people. Hate fellow Americans. Hate each other in this, the most wonderful country that has ever existed on the face of the earth. I ask you, because this is up to you. I ask you, through the fight that'll go on with the whole impeachment thing, and then what will go on with next year's election cycle, know that you'll hear over and over again from commentators that the election next year is the most important election in American history. Baloney. Baloney. American society ebbs and flows. And what's important to us changes over time. Who people are allied with and who they want politically changes over time. What party people identify with changes over time. Remember that we don't stand still in a society. It continually changes. It morphs. Our own opinions change over time. Please, please, before you hate, think this through. And remember, the first thing most important is what I hope is your and my love for this great land, the United States of America. Andy's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Andy, I'm sorry you have to follow that.
No worries, Clark. I appreciate you sharing your heart on that. That's needed right now. So thank you.
It's my pleasure. And, you know, there will be a lot of people who would be very unhappy with me with what I said. But I just feel very much that we can do better as a people and as a country than what we're doing right now.
I couldn't agree more, Clark. Thank you.
So, Andy, let's talk about something much more lighthearted.
Yeah, so I got an email from one of the business journals that I subscribe to. And in that email, towards the bottom are some press releases. And I got a press release from a company that I subscribe to for my credit monitoring, and that is Credit Karma. And it was really interesting because I've got a bonus coming up, and the article is very intriguing. It said that Credit Karma was going to be offering a premium over that which you could find on any online bank for short-term, or long-term, whichever you want to do, but interest on savings, on a savings account, online savings account. So it intrigued me, but I thought I'd get the Clark check on that to verify it and make sure it's a good deal.
Yeah, so Credit Karma, in a very interesting move and one I didn't see coming, has decided that they are going to make available banking services to their members. They have a massive membership base, perhaps, it may be 100 million people now. And so I think how many banks wish they had a following of 100 million people. So they're going to offer a savings account with no minimum that's going to be 2 point something percent that's launching in just 3 weeks' time.
Okay.
Are you getting an early invite for it that you don't have to wait 3 weeks?
No, it didn't. I looked at it. I went online to see if I could sign up, and there was no registration available. They just said coming soon. So, but I've got some bonus money coming in from work that I was going to look at parking in something like that. And
there are online banks offering not as high a rates as they were. I mean, just a few months ago, the rates were pushing right at 3%. Now, because of the recession taking hold in a lot of countries and our economy slowing, the interest rates you can earn on savings have been coming down. So I got a question for you. How long are you interested in tying up that money?
Oh, not long. It would be probably, less than 12 months.
Okay. All right. So you just took the wind right out of my sails. Because, see, I was going to tell you there's an advantage right now to looking at buying a one-year CD where you don't have to worry about continuing declining rates. But whatever you can earn, and earning 2% is great. If you are an ultra-high income earner, you should look instead, though, at a municipal bond fund, a municipal money market fund that would have a fixed rate. But that's only if you are a really high income earner. Otherwise, doing like the Credit Karma savings account or any of the online savings accounts that are paying at or above 2% would be perfect.
Okay. Thank you, Clark. Appreciate your help.
Absolutely. And man, I got to tell you, Andy, I am just stunned that Credit Karma decided to go into competition with some of the very institutions that they're also in business with. So I bet they're not happy, but Credit Karma is big and powerful now. Cassie's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Cassie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. How can that be of service to you?
I have a question about a child rider on my term life insurance. In our 20s, we bought two whole life policies on our children, and I've now since learned that maybe that's not the smartest thing. So I was wanting to cancel them, discussed it with my husband, and he doesn't feel comfortable with not having any life insurance on the kids. So I looked in child rider. So that was just wanting your opinion.
So you are right that having life insurance on a child is not generally recommended, because as much as we love our children, they cost money, they don't make money. And the purpose of life insurance, the overriding purpose of life insurance, is to provide for loss of income. And so you and your husband having life insurance on your own lives, my recommendation is level term insurance that would cover a lengthy period of time and through your working years until your kids are adults. But having kids' life insurance, there's almost no circumstance where that turns out to be a great use of money.
Right.
So what's your husband's reason that he thinks he'd like you to have life insurance on the kids?
I don't know. I'd say just comfort.
Right. So,
and honestly, the rate I got to add $10,000 on the three kids, it's like $5 a month added to my monthly rate.
It's still $60 a year with the profitability for the insurer. That is gigantic.
Yeah.
That's actually a lot of money for $10,000 in coverage for a minor child.
Yeah.
So the life insurance that you have right now, how much is that for each child? And how much coverage do you have?
Well, we have three children. We only have it on two, and we have $50,000 on each because we assumed we were buying a policy that would be paid up at a certain point. And then, you know, it was theirs to keep for the rest of their life. And that, come to find out, was not the case.
Okay. And what are you paying right now for those $50,000 policies?
Oh my gosh. It's like $20 a piece. We bought them when they were at age 4 and 5, $20 a piece.
And this is whole life. This is what they call permanent life insurance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like
for like 100 years.
All right. I would like you to go to a website called evaluatelifeinsurance.org.
Okay.
Let me repeat that. Evaluatelifeinsurance.org. It is a service of the Consumer Federation of America, a consumer group. And you can pay them to have former state insurance commissioner evaluate those policies on your kid. Just send one of them. It'll save you money because the answer will be the same.
Right.
And have an evaluation done if you should keep those policies, dump them, or you may have a conversion privilege where with what you've already paid in, you can convert the policies to term, and then you're not paying any more premiums for coverage that could last quite a few decades potentially. But I'm just not excited about kids' life insurance. It's time for Clark.com/ask. And Joel, who do you have a question from?
Clark, we got a question from Neil. He says, what do you recommend for malware protection? And I specifically have a Mac computer.
So there's more of those products available for PCs because of the market share of PCs. But there's really good stuff available for Macs and freemium business versions where you can download a version for free and buy fancier stuff for money. I've got on my free and cheap section, I have AVG free for Macs. And then to fight malware, check out Malwarebytes, Malwarebytes. It's available for both PCs and Macs. You're listening to The Clark Howard Show. Thanks for joining us today. The Clark Howard Show is produced by Kim Drobes, Joel Larsgaard, Deborah Reese, and Jim Ayers. And remember, 24 hours a day, we're there to serve you at Clark.com and ClarkDeals.com.